DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To tell us to don't quit our day jobs, even though our day jobs are... anyways, we do this every Monday because every Friday we give you what we think is going to be the script of the game. And it never goes as scripted, unless you're Mac.
So who gets gets to be the lucky number one?
I don't know who I think Bob goes first.
Okay.
In this, do you want me to fire it away?
Sure, yeah. Fire it away. Let's see how bad another cheese.
Yeah. See how wrong we were.
Chiefs receive it. They go on a methodical drive to take an early 7-0 lead. People in the stadium will think Marty Ball has returned to Arrowhead, but it will be just what the doctor ordered. The offense is going to gain confidence. They're going to score a TD on two of their next three drives. I think the defense is going to come out pissed. I think Chris Jones does his job and messes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
With Jalen Hurts all day long, he won't get in any rhythm because of Chris Jones. This is a Chris Jones game for me, man. I'm challenging Chris Jones right now. Step up, man. Let's go. Be that best defensive player. I was watching something yesterday. I forget what it was, and they were talking about Aaron Donald and just what a menace he was, and these offensive linemen were talking about what a menace he is. I want people saying that about Chris Jones, and so this is the game for that. Spags will lock down that Philly offense. Kelsey doesn't take out any of our guys. Hey. Chris Jones does his job. Chiefs win 35-0.
All right, here's my script. The Chiefs look better because they're more prepared for the absence of Worthy, right? They've had a week in practice. This offense is going to look a little more clean. Pacheco looks more like what we thought he could be before the season started. Kelsey going to have a little more into the offense. 5 catches for him, but I'm still going to go with the Eagles on this one. They'll look like a better team. They'll be more talented. They'll just look stronger. Mahomes will keep this a game until the fourth quarter. The Eagles will be up by double digits. The Chiefs get a field goal in the fourth quarter. The defensive line looks bad again. Little to no pressure on Jalen Hurts. The Chiefs lose this one 28-20.
This game is close, and I mean real close. Chiefs find themselves down 10-0 in the first quarter. And then they seem to figure it out. Mahomes becomes him again. The whole game throws a late first. He throws a late half touchdown and gets it to 10-7 in the second half. They get a 50-yard field goal to tie it. Philly gets a field goal from Elliott to make it 13-10 late in the third quarter. Chiefs start the fourth quarter and Hollywood gets a big gain. Another one of those 40-yard gains that ends with a Noah Gray tutty. That's right, Noah Gray anytime. Book it. Chiefs go up 17-13. Philly scores again with an A.J. Brown touchdown, and there we go. This is the game we want. And they make it 20-17. Then the two-minute drill happens that we were robbed from last week because Chris Jones tried to be the Mr. Hero, and Justin Herbert got the first down, but this week it happens. And in dramatic fashion, Chiefs march down and score with a Travis Kelce touchdown to win it with 30 seconds left. The Chiefs win 24-20. I said the Eagles were going to win all week, but Mahomes as an underdog at Arrowhead is blasphemy. There is no way that man is losing this game as an underdog. Stare him in the face and tell him it. Chiefs win 24-20.
Gosh, I was doing so well with the score and the script. And then, yeah. And then our parlay, Travis Kelce.
How'd that do?
He ruined our parlay. Yeah. Because if he catches that ball, it's a touchdown.
Right.
That's his 5th catch if he catches it. And that's Mahomes' second touchdown.
That one play.
Cash.
So let me explain. Let me explain gambling to you guys. That's how it goes.
That's it.
One play ruined the whole thing. It would have capitalized everything with that one catch.
I thought about that when I looked at the rundown this morning. I'm like, that's right.
That's right.
That drop that led to the interception would have been his 5th catch. Would have been a
touchdown,
which I guess hypothetically Mahomes probably doesn't throw the deep ball to Thornton, even though maybe he still does.
Maybe he doesn't. We don't know where the game is at that point in time, right?
Golly. But,
I mean,
Mahomes had 3 total touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Turns into 2 total touchdowns, 1 interception.
And then, you know, but Spags, I thought, really did a good job. Like, I think what's getting lost in the fact that the Chiefs lost this game yesterday is really how effing good the defense was yesterday. Like, they didn't. Jalen Hurts had 101 yards passing. You know, in the NFL today, like, Russell Wilson had 4.5 times more passing yards than Jalen Hurts did yesterday. If I were to tell you that Russell Wilson would have 4.5 times more passing yards than Jalen Hurts, do the Chiefs win that game? You say, absolutely. You know, they go out there and win that game. Jalen Hurts made a couple of big plays, but what Jalen Hurts did is what Patrick Mahomes used to do, and that's take advantage of the mistakes by the organization that they are playing. And we saw that yesterday. That was the hardest thing for me, and we'll talk more about this with Josh, who was down on the sidelines on the other side as well. We had both sidelines covered yesterday here. Nobody else did in Kansas City have guys on both sidelines that we did yesterday. Woo. You were on the Eagles sidelines. You said the Eagles coaches were making fun of the Chiefs and didn't take them seriously.
Yep.
We'll get Josh's take on his side. But we're watching the Eagles right now like it's 2020, 2021 with the Chiefs, 2022, even last year, where a team made a mistake and the Chiefs just, you know, just boom, punched them right in the jugular and knocked them out, right? You know, they just absolutely delivered that final knockout blow. The Chiefs had that delivered to them yesterday. They had two mistakes in the game that turned into points for Philadelphia, turned into touchdowns for Philadelphia that took points off the board for us. Though the missed field goal, the interception in the end zone off of Travis Kelce's hands, those are the two plays that made the entire difference in this ballgame. And that was it, because I thought the defense was really good. When you can hold a quarterback in the NFL that won the Super Bowl last year to 101 yards passing and 40 of them came on one play where he threw it up in the air and the guy caught it at the one-yard line, like I really impressed the hell out of me, the defense did yesterday.
And that's with them losing Christian Fulton at the beginning of the game. He was in that first series, and then he was out the rest of the game, which, again, moved McDuffie back outside, away from his primary position.
Right. And now they didn't get a lot of pressure, but that Norman Lott sack,
that was awesome.
You were right there, and that was like kind of by you, right? Like, sick, yes. That was insane. I haven't seen a sack like that in a long time. Like, here comes Jalen Hurts, la-di-da-di-da, and then out of nowhere, Norman Lear blows that dude up, lifts him off the ground, de-cleated him, and planted his ass. And we all get a free Big Mac today.
Woo.
Oh, that's right.
Mac's awesome.
No doubt about it. Extra sauce. I'm that guy.
Mm.
I'm going to earn it.
Man, that was a hell of a sack, man. That was a hell of a sack.
He, like, clotheslined him, dude.
Yeah, he wrecked him. I mean, well, as bad as Trent McDuffie got wrecked early in the game.
Yeah.
I that dude got wrecked early in the game. Bounce back was fine. But, I mean, that Norman Lott thing yesterday, I was like, holy cow.
We'll get to Josh Klingler at 8:30, but we'll also get to what Jeff Schwartz had to say. What are the Chiefs really good at right now here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
In about 10 minutes, Josh Klingler will join our show, Chief Sideline Reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network. Boy, he's got a late one this week. But, hey, doesn't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be in this chair.
They're home this week because I'm going to the game on Wednesday.
Oh, wait, what? You're talking about the Royals?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about Kling.
Yeah.
You and I were talking Royals before we went into break. I heard Josh. I was like, wait a second.
That makes total sense. Yeah, we got Josh after Josh. Yeah. But first Josh.
We got a lot of Joshing around here today.
And then tomorrow we got another Josh.
We do? Who's that?
That's Frisco. Frisco.
Oh, that's right. I thought maybe we had Josh Simmons scheduled for yesterday, figuring out how he's faster than Tyreek Hill. How does Tyreek Hill like the fact that Josh Simmons is faster than he is?
Yeah, I don't like that pick.
Josh Simmons, man. Holy
that's like
cow.
Horseradish.
Yeah. Still seeing that guy like, oh my God, that's 71.
Amazing.
Where the hell did he come from?
When I first saw him on the sideline, I was like, is that 74? I was like, no, it can't be 74.
Nah.
That's 71. That makes sense.
I mean, he trucked it over, man.
That was awesome.
Right there, he became a fan favorite.
Saved a touchdown.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Big time. And he came from the opposite side of the field and came sprinting over. I'm like, oh my.
You know who didn't sprint for 1 second after that happened?
Travis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know he wasn't going to catch him. You can take for what it is. I know that's the football guy. Like, I got to sprint. But it was a little annoying to see.
Yes, but also I know I would have been Travis in that situation. I know I would have been. Yeah. I know who I am as a human being. And I would have done the exact same thing. And I think 95% of us would have done the exact same thing that Travis did in that situation. You get turned around, you drop the ball, you're pissed at your... Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes the other way. And it happens like even faster than the way that I just went. Because I know for me, I would have been the same way. I would have thrown my hands up and I would have collapsed and had to be carried off the field. Josh Simmons is not me. That dude motorboated down the sidelines, man, and blew that dude up on the sideline. I think he took out Sirianni, if I'm not mistaken.
Big Dom. Got to take those hits, Big Dom. Jeff Schwartz, Mitchell Schwartz's older brother that we all are familiar with, said this yesterday on Twitter after the game was over. Says, I think the best way to sum up the Chiefs is they just aren't that good right now, and maybe they won't be this season. What do they do well at the moment? Stop the run, not winning many games, if that's it. Just a flawed team. It's only week two, but it's not a great start. So, what would you say right now the Chiefs are doing well? It's a long silence. Is there something that the Chiefs right now are doing something where you're like, keep doing that, but let's change this, 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 and this? Because they're 0-2 for a reason, right?
Yeah.
I will say I'm not worried at all with this team being 0-2. I will honestly say that.
I'm not worried at all, but what do they do? I think they're two different questions. Not worried yet.
I think what they do well is they still continue to stay in these games. Like they're not getting blown out. They were down, they lost 21-27 in week one. They lost 20-17. What they've got to do is take a look in the mirror, right? What's that Michael Jackson song? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I got to make a change. I got to look, you are Chris Jones. You have nothing to prove to anyone. You are Travis Kelce. You have nothing to prove to anyone, but now you do. Because you try to do more than what you actually have to do. Just be you. Quit overthinking things. Quit doing these things. Butker missed a field goal. Trent McDuffie misses that jump ball that I think if we replay that 99 times, he's going to get it 98. He just didn't get it that one time. Kelce had a rough first 2 weeks of the season. Mahomes not being able to hit Thornton on that deep ball. I mean, literally, you look at that, everybody just, whoa. Like, as soon as he threw it, he was like, oh, gosh.
You have to hit
and
that.
And then they went right back to the well. What I'd like to see them do is incorporate that early in the game. Go out there and just throw deep bombs. I don't care. You're 0-2. You've got to mix it up. You've got to get back to what made you this team. They are not the 2019 Chiefs. They're not the 2022 Chiefs. They're not the 2024 Chiefs. They're not. They're a new team of a Chiefs team. They have to figure out who they are. They got to get back to their identity. And once they do that, things will start to fall into place. We heard DJ say that earlier. We were 1-5, and Andy Reid came to the locker room and said, hey, guys, I know it looks doom and gloom. I know it looks like the sky is falling. Chicken Little's right outside the locker room. But I'm telling you right now, you fix this, this, and this, get back to who you are, things will happen. 10 in a row.
And that's the message that Andy Reid is going to have this week. I'm glad we had DJ on to talk about that because it really got my memory going a lot from – you know, what we experienced back in 2015. And like I told DJ, we weren't really paying attention to the Chiefs. We just weren't. The Royals were winning. It was the World Series. It was all of this baseball stuff. So they were kind of a quiet 1-5. And it was a completely different team than it is right now. Andy Reid's a better coach. We have a better quarterback. And we will have ultimately better weapons on this team. And that's the problem that I think we see in all of this now with this football team is that people want to make rash decisions, rash judgments. We have not had a healthy and full team ever this year, right? Like, there are teams that went into opening day with a full, healthy, this is as good as we're ever going to be roster. The Chiefs haven't had the this is healthy, this is as good as we're ever going to be roster because they haven't had their guys. They lost number two in the first three plays. They lost number one for six games before the season even started. So they were just hoping to bide time. I still believe if Worthy doesn't get hurt, we're 2-0, we're not 0-2. I think he's that big a difference of a player. And the reason I'm able to say that is because these are self-inflicted wounds in close games. And I don't know if these games are close. If you have the ability and the connection with Worthy and Patrick Mahomes, it makes a big difference. And I used the analogy earlier. If Mac walks in here and Dusty and I are off and he's got two people looking at him that he kind of knows but really doesn't know, is familiar with them but really isn't, it's not going to be the same thing. Same thing at your job. Whatever it is that you do, if you work with two people that you're not normally used to working with, it's going to take some time to get to where we need to be. That's why I'm not in panic mode for this right now. And I think, Mac, you said it earlier, there's not a great team right now in the NFL. We don't know who the best team in the league is. We just don't know who the best team is in the NFL, who the dominating team is in the NFL. But what we do know is that the Chiefs are getting back two major offensive weapons that nobody else in the NFL is getting back.
You just got to get to 500 until week seven.
Like,
that's
like
you got to survive.
All these other teams are like the prom queen right now in everybody else's eyes, right? They all look good right now, but as they age, they're going to get old, they're going to get fat, they're going to get that Kendall Crawford going in their thing, mm-hmm. they're going to live out in Leawood, they're going to mm-hmm. do their thing, they're going to go to lunches, they're going to go to brunches, they're going to gain some weight. The Kansas City Chiefs are much like me. I look great now. I didn't look great then. I got better with age.
You had a glow up.
That's right. And as the season goes along for the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to have their glow up while all these hot teams right now are eating pudding and pie and peanut butter and drinking wine out of their Stanleys and sitting at brunch and they're getting fat and they're getting happy. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are like, I'm going to go to the J. I'm going to start working out, man. I'm going to look good. I'm going to cut my diet. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to be really good in the old age. When the old age reaches here, like the end of the season, middle of the season, all of a sudden the Chiefs are going to look like this woman who you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know she was that beautiful under all of that. And here they are. The Chiefs will be the prom queen around Halloween when everybody else is turning into the pumpkin.
We're going to let our hair down and take those glasses off. And all of a sudden, oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah, where was she all along? Oh, she was there all along. It was just a little rough. It took a while to find her identity this season.
I love it. That's a great analogy.
Thank you.
I think the thing that the Chiefs do well right now other than quarterback play would be, I don't really know. I think their defense looked good yesterday.
Defense was really good yesterday, guys. Seriously, we've got to praise that defense yesterday.
Defense looked great. That's why I'm not worried about yesterday's. You guys saw me after week one's loss. I was a little panicky, a little worried. I'm not panicking at all after this loss. I thought they were going to lose that game yesterday. They did. They looked better in that loss than I expected them to. And that defense was awesome. Like, the Eagles were trying hard to do a lot of different things. Saquon is just amazing, and he was able to do enough. But Jalen Hurts didn't have open wide receivers.
Nope.
Devontae Smith had to make that play. A.J. Brown had to make a one-handed snag on a slant route while falling to the ground. Like, they did not have things come easy to them yesterday, which if you would have said after
week
one.
And the only reason they did is because the Chiefs allowed them to have easy
given
to
them. Because
they
made mistakes on the offensive side. The defense was not the fault yesterday. So I'm not worried. I think I tweeted yesterday. They're winning their division. They're making the AFC Championship game. Calm down.
I like that. Yeah, I'm still in on all that. But I will say, you know, with this team and where they are, they've got the perfect leader, too. They really do, and Andy Reid. Because I guarantee he's going to walk in there today and go, guys, we're fine.
Yeah.
Like you're expecting, if you're a member of the Chiefs today, I would imagine, to walk in there, get berated, you know? Oh, my God, it's not going well. That's why you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there today and you say, guys, we're great. I feel great about where we are right now. We made three mistakes so far this season. That's why we're where we are. We're not where we are because we're not good. We're not where we are because we're old. We're not where we are because teams are passing us by. We're where we are right now because we made a couple of mistakes. We'll get those things cleaned up. That's the way that Andy Reid has to approach it. And I think that's the way Andy Reid will approach this thing because that's what he's done in the past.
Yeah, because what's Monday's just normally video? Is that what that is?
I don't know anymore.
I'll just say, do you get on it and start going?
Wednesday's the first day of the week. You know, Tuesday's usually the off day. Come in, look at the video, all that kind of stuff. But I think right now, if you know you're the Chiefs, you don't change. You don't go into panic mode. I think if you do anything different, then you are going into panic mode, right? And then the team sees that, and the team feeds off its coach. It feeds off its leaders. I mean, when your leaders go into panic mode, your coach goes into panic mode, well, I guess we're panicking because our leaders are panicking right now. So I think you just got to keep it cool, calm, and collected. And however you approach a Monday is how you approach a Monday. And you continue to do what you normally do if you were 0-2 or 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's 0-2, but I'm not in panic mode.
No.
I think you have a win on the schedule this week. I think you can play with these other, like, look, you played, what, first place in divisions on the line tonight, starting at 9:00 between the Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah.
If the Raiders win, they're 2-0, and they are the front runners in the AFC West. If the Chargers win, they are 2-0. They are the front runners in the AFC West. The Chiefs 0-2, looking from the bottom up as they move forward through the season. We look into the sideline view of Josh Klingler as he joins the show now.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klingler.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klingler with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson. Yes.
John Klinger is who that is.
One of my favorites.
All right, Kling.
There is a guy at my new job. He's an older gentleman, and he keeps calling me John, and I just don't even change it. I just let it go.
Didn't you have a boss for years that called you Jason, and you were on the air, and he didn't know your name?
Yeah, that one was a great bit because he was supposed to be listening to what I was doing, I think in my radio job, and he called me Jason for 5 years.
So that's how you make it in radio. You just never give them your real name, so you can't get fired because they get the wrong name either or they get it right.
I was like, well, this guy will never fire me because I could just say he didn't ever listen to me.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because this is how I started our interview off with DJ. And Kling, I want to ask you this. 0-2, what's the number one takeaway from this team from your perspective?
I guess that the cohesion's not there yet. And they really need, you know, Rashi Rice and Xavier Ward. They just look like a different offense without two dynamic playmakers at wide receiver. I think that's kind of a glaring omission for this team right now. And I know that they have played in the past without, you know, some of these pieces, but it just looks like for this offense, they need those two. There's not anything, as much as we don't like, you know, end arounds and bubble screens, Xavier Worthy's really good at that. Rice runs the middle of the field so well, and it just looks different without those two. I mean, there was a set yesterday in which I think the three tight ends and Jason Brownlee were all out as the wide receivers, and I thought, this is not exactly what anybody probably tried to draw up. So to me, so far, I think it's who they haven't had, and I know they're going to have to probably deal with that at least several more weeks for Rice, and maybe another week or two we'll see for Xavier Worthy, but they look different without, you know, a primary catcher.
Well, and I thought what was interesting yesterday, Josh, and this is kind of my takeaway from walking out of that ballpark yesterday, is like the stuff that we used to be able to do, we're not able to do, like capitalizing on mistakes or making mistakes and not having to worry about those mistakes. Now every mistake we make seemingly is a major mistake, like it was reversed for the last 10 years where a team made a mistake and boom, hit them in the face. Now we make a mistake, it's like they hit us in the face.
Yeah, I made note of that, you know, during the broadcast. I said, you know, the tough thing is today, field goal miss. Eagles go down and then score a touchdown.
Right.
Fail to convert on a fourth down. Eagles go down and score a field goal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Travis Kelce ball popping up in the air, intercepted, mistake, go back the other way, eventually leads to a touchdown. Those are things the Chiefs did to people before. Yes. Those are those things. And Mitch just said, well, yeah, those are things championship teams do, and the Eagles are the ones that are the defending champs. I'm like, yeah, that's one way to look at it. Like, they're the ones that are doing that to people now. And the Chiefs maybe aren't, or certainly weren't in yesterday's game, but every single time that they did not capitalize, it went back the other way for some type of points. Maybe not directly, but that next drive went boom down the field for points. So yeah, it's not dire straits. It's not the end of the world. I have avoided, and I know Bob, I was texting you some stuff last night. We were kind of joking around about the national landscape,
right?
You know, it's not doom and gloom. You know, I still think this team, I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the season. I'm like, man, if they started like 2-4, I know they're going to reel off like 8 straight wins and it's going to be fine. And you know, they'll catch up. I'm glad. I still think that is going to be the case. They'll figure things out. But yeah, right now you've lost two single score games where you haven't played well. So yeah. I guess if there is a silver lining, it continues to be that, where you just haven't done a lot of things well, and you were very much in ball games. But they were on the right side of those last year.
Well, and you look at that game yesterday, you mentioned all those miscues, and that's what I had highlighted as well. Every time they made a mistake, the Eagles scored points. Their two touchdowns came off the missed field goal and the interception. I mean, if you convert on those two things right there, the Chiefs end up blowing out the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah, those are tough. And again, those are things that they did to people. The games they pulled out of the fire last year, that's what was happening, right? A team missed a field goal. You're like, well, that's uncharacteristic. Boom, Chiefs have marched the ball down the field. You know, they get a fortunate play down near the goal line. Boom, the Chiefs would then drive it down the field. So, yes, it looked like a reverse flip from what they were doing to people last year. Again, I think quickly turned. I think, you know, in that locker room yesterday, quiet, but I didn't feel like it was like a down bunch by any means. I think that they were probably ready to tune out a lot of what was going to be said on the outside. And, you know, a few of the players I talked to just said, hey, you just have to kind of stay in the moment and not get out of your head now, and stay together, stay in the moment, and just move on to the next one, and you'll be able to dig yourself out of it. And I think they can. I don't think that this is, again, I don't think this is anything to be panicked about. 0-2 is not great, but They just have to get a few tweaks, and I think better offensively. You know, I think defensively they may have made a little bit more progress yesterday. Certainly, we're better against the run and the crossing routes and those types of things. But offensively, they got to figure out what their identity is. That's the troubling part. I don't know what this team is offensively right now, other than Patrick Mahomes is really good at scrambling.
Yeah, I'm glad that you bring up the identity, because you're over there front row, front and center on that sideline. What is the demeanor? What is like the mannerisms that are going on late into the game? You've been in Brazil when you saw that, backs against the wall, you know, coming from behind. This game, kind of the same script, right? Coming from behind, backs against the wall, things aren't going their way. What is the demeanor? What's the attitude, you know, mid-third quarter, early fourth quarter on that sideline?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell if they... I don't think that there's like a crack. I mean, before it looked like a steely intensity, like we know we're doing this. I don't know if that arrogance is popping around there. I would say probably not, because obviously in game one, we saw people kind of butting heads with one another. Yesterday, Travis Kelce, you know, bobbles that play, and he walked down the sideline three or four times. No one said a word to him. And he just kind of was like staring off in the distance, had a mad look on his face, and looked, you know, kind of like a guy you didn't want to approach kind of look, you know, right. And then went and sat down. Other times I've seen like a little more pep and whatever. So I think everybody's trying to figure out what they need to be doing for themselves. Finally, Andy Reid went over and kind of tapped him. And then other people then, you know, kind of jumped in after that point. But it's not quite the confident bounce right now, because I think they're kind of searching for what exactly is going on, especially offensively. I think, you know, I've seen probably more slamming of helmets by the offense than I've seen in a while through a couple of games, and they'll come off the field very dissatisfied and kind of ticked off, the offensive linemen primarily, trying to figure out kind of where they need to be going offensively.
Yeah, you know, you usually see the helmet throwing is, you know, by the defense, right? Those guys have done it for years, and you just kind of let them fizzle their way out. You're seeing them do it on offense. And the thing that concerns me is not that they're throwing the helmets, Josh, or, you know, Kelsey's walking around going, I'm tired of this bleep. It's the fact that it's week two and they already seem kind of broken on offense. Like, I think losing Worthy broke them bigger than anybody can ever imagine. They knew they were going to be without Rice, but once they lost Worthy in week one and they knew they weren't going to have him in week two, that changes the dynamic of everything. So I think everybody's kind of on the struggle bus right now, trying to do too much instead of just doing what they're capable of doing.
Now I will say it's also very easy to slam the helmet, guys, because they have these like little posts on the bench, and I think they blow out heat when it's like cold outside, you know, and you put your helmet on, it's supposed to be like a helmet warmer, but it also just holds your helmet, so it's really easy to go up there, just slam it on there, and feel like a sense of I've gotten some frustration out. So it's not like they're, you know, bouncing them off the ground or anything. They just go and they slam it in their little helmet holders. They made it a little too easy for them to slam.
Gotcha. Have you ever put your face on that thing? Is it really hot air? Like what is that thing?
Yeah, it kind of just blows a little hot air, you know, like they run through the warming bench too.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Okay, so cool.
It's kind of nice. But yes, it's very easy then to take your helmet, just plop it on there and with vigor and look like you're really ticked off.
Well, Kling, hopefully they're 1-2 after the game on Sunday night against those Giants, and we'll talk to you again on Monday at the same time, and hopefully it's still John Klinger.
And also, guys, I know I used to always make a point of when I smelled weed. I didn't smell any yesterday for some weird reason, so I don't know. Maybe the fans weren't into it either.
Huh. Well, no, they were in the parking lot.
I usually get the waft down to the sidelines at some point, but they must have kept it all outside.
You know what? I didn't smell it inside the stadium yesterday. Really, in the bathrooms, I did, but not like in the crowd.
There was some weird onion smell from like one of the concessions or something that was blowing down. It was not the herbal fragrance of legalized Missouri.
Let me ask you this, and I want you to get to the bottom of this. Can you buy ice cream at the stadium?
I don't know. I mean,
because the Italians were in town and they were looking for ice cream, and they're like, we couldn't find ice cream other than like these little balls. I'm like, oh, the Dippin' Dots, right? They wanted ice cream.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure Dippin' Dots are available because they're the future.
Well, they've been for 30 years.
Ice cream.
Yeah, well, find that out for next week. All right,
do that.
of all the things I was gonna delve into, it should be ice cream at the stadium. I'm more intrigued by. Was that a security curtain for Taylor underneath the I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
what
know
was that? Going. That was strange, too. Did you see that happen, or what was...
I did not.
Okay.
I just saw, like, videos of, like, of somebody being escorted in through with a curtain, and everybody assumed it was Taylor Swift. I don't know. It's very, very strange.
Well, Kling, we'll talk to you again next Monday. We appreciate the time, as always.
Sounds good, guys.
Later. Josh Klinger there, sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, we get to our Chiefs' thoughts and what the audio from Fox had to say about the Tush Push, so you can tell us that we're not biased. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Sometimes I wish that people on the text line were general managers in the NFL world. Because somebody said, I got an idea of how to fix the running back situation. Go trade for Kenny Walker. Because Seattle will be like, here you go. We'll take it. We'll do it.
Yeah. They would. Right now, maybe.
You think they'd let Charbonnet be the guy and let Kenny Walker
got
go?
Got more carries yesterday, I believe.
He did. What's Kyron Williams doing in Los Angeles?
Like, dude, there's like, call some people.
They may. They may. But again, I don't
there's
have I don't have enough information to say whether or not we don't have the running backs or whether or not we have a coach that just won't use the running backs. Like, you can bring all these guys in. Is he going to use them? Are we still going to see the same commitment to the running game, or is he not committing to the running game because he doesn't like the talent? But if he didn't like the talent, why did he allow the general manager to bring the players back? And so it's one of those circular arguments that is great for sports talk radio, right? We need a running back. We have running backs. The coach won't use the running backs. Do we not have running backs, or does the coach not use the running backs? If we get a different running back, will the coach use the running back? And so that's the thing. Like, I don't know. And I guess I just look by, you know, the patterns that we have, it's not Andy Reid's first love to go to the running game.
But even like in the, like Mahomes went to the both Hunt and Pacheco both, two separate times in the flat, and other running backs, you'd watch the Mahomes or a quarterback make that pass. You go, okay, it was third and five or second and six. Like, okay, this is 7 yards. This is a guy in the flat with space. Make one guy.
Yeah, they get blown up right away.
And they get just destroyed, man. It's 2 or 3 yards.
Didn't we draft a kid in the seventh round out of SMU? That's supposed to be pretty good or, you know, decent. Or like, we're not even utilizing that guy, Burchard Smith, right?
One target early in the game.
That was it. Yep. That was it. And they never went back to him. So I don't know if he's not any good. I can't just sit there and say, well, Andy's not utilizing him, so he must not be good. How do we really know what this kid can do in games unless he gets that opportunity to do it in games? And I'll go back to the same analogy that I had with Andy Reid earlier. As a parent, you know, you tell your kids not to do stuff, and finally you just let them do stuff. They make a mistake, and then you take it away from them. And that's kind of where, like, Andy was. Everybody talked about the running game. He ran the ball a little bit, got stuffed, and then didn't go back to the running game. It's like, I don't understand why we allow – or not we, but why he allows himself to be so kind of one-dimensional at times when it comes to the offense, especially when that dimension is at about 50% from where it's supposed to be about right now.
So I talked about it earlier about the tush push and what Fox had to say, because you guys, Mac was on the sideline, you were in the seats watching at Arrowhead, and obviously I'm at the house, you know, having people over watch the game, and this is what they said about the tush push on Fox.
I am done with the tush push, guys. It's a hard play to officiate, like sure. We've been talking about. So they either ruled progress or that Hurts was down. Really hard to see what's happening with the football. We're inside two, so replay has looked at this, and they've determined that there was no fumble.
Who was that? Was that the rules guy on
Dean
Fox?
Dean Blandino.
He's tired of the tush push.
He's done with it.
And I would have said, if you would have asked me 24 hours ago, I didn't care about the tush push. It's like, just go out there and stop it. I'm done. I don't like kickoff rules changed. I don't like overtime rules changed. But then what happened yesterday, we're not changing a rule because I don't like the rule. We're changing the rule because we saw two blatant false starts that the referees can't officiate the play properly because they don't even know what's going on down there. And that's why when I look at it now, my perception has changed. If it was all, if they weren't offsides and they weren't false starting, I would have no problem with the tush push. The fact that on two of those plays yesterday, there were blatant false starts by the offense and the centers lined up offsides, that's now where I say, okay, this is now cheating. This isn't bending the rules or Belichicking this thing up. This is blatantly cheating right now, knowing that nobody is going to call this stuff because they can't. So you're going to go out there and blatantly get away with it. That's why the tush push needs to change. Not because it works, because it's not legal anymore.
Somebody made a great point that the Eagles, every drive start off and it's first and eight.
It's first and eight every drive. 100%. No, we said that last week. Like you are first and eight every single time. All you have to do is get 8 yards. And now I want to see the NFL throw a false start penalty on this week. Whoever they're playing this week.
Well, make sure Collinsworth is calling the game, and he will.
Because that was a standalone game yesterday on Fox, unless you were a nitwit and watching like the Broncos or whoever else was on CBS yesterday. Everybody was watching that game yesterday, right? Everybody was watching that game yesterday. And now you're on Instagram, you're on X, you're on TikTok, wherever you get your social media stuff, you're seeing the video ad nauseum. Now the NFL really does need to have a serious conversation about this because of what happened yesterday with the false starts. Again, this is not because, the Chiefs didn't stop it or nobody stops it. I'm all for it. But if you're not going to do it right within the rules and the framework of the game, then we can't be doing this play.
Again, here is Dean Belladino. Blandino on Balladino, Blandino, Nixon 5.
I am done with the tush push, guys. It's a hard play to officiate like we've been talking about. So they either ruled progress or that Hurts was down. Really hard to see what's happening with the football. We're inside two, so replay has looked at this, and they've determined that there was no fumble.
So it's not us complaining. You lost the game because of your superstars and your head coach not being what they used to be. That's why you lost the game.
You didn't lose the game because of the tush push.
And I want to reiterate that. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it is more of a – because you could be pissed, right? Like a lot of people – because like how many of you, listeners, texters, YouTube watchers, Bob, Mac, how many of you watch the game and as soon as it's third and one, you're like,
well, you know it's
it.
Over. Or like you stop them on third and one and you're also like, well, damn, that was a great stop. But or it's second and eight and they complete a pass for seven and they're short of the sticks by a yard. You think, all right, over. Third and one. Yeah. But now, you know, you don't have an opportunity. And again, that's fine. Again, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But you're not doing within the rules of the game now. And that's the issue. It would be like, you know, Travis Kelce taking the ball and throwing it over the goalpost like Tony Gonzalez used to do and expecting to get 3 points for that because, you know, well, instead of kicking it, we're just going to dunk it now because that's what we like to do. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not within the framework of the game. Well, neither is the tush push now. There's no difference in that at all. They're both illegal. And now it needs to be looked at. But it won't be this year because you're in the middle of a season now.
You can't.
So it's not going to be stopped. But what can be stopped is the referee throwing a flag every single time they do that. And that's where the NFL can come and crack down on this one now. If they really want to crack down on this thing, all right, we saw the video. We're throwing the flag every single time for false starts.
Have to.
Yep.
Have to.
But you know what? That just fuels to that.
Oh, it
that
fuels hate it. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, Sirianni, Big Dom. You know, truth doubters, Gilly the kid or whatever his name is that's always playing, what's his name? Too short, you know, the whistle. Yeah, then you add this play, you add the false starts. They're slowly taking that hatred of throne of the Chiefs and it's just shifting right over to the Eagles. And I'm okay with it because they lean into it.
But they're also hateable, too. I mean, you got a hateable coach. We don't.
Yep.
You got a hateable goon on the sidelines. We don't. You have hateable fans. We don't. You know, so they're going to be an easy team to hate, and the rest of the world is going to wish that the Chiefs were still back on top because you got a likable tight end. You got a likable coach. You got a likable quarterback. Got likable people all over the place.
Eagles are boring.
They are Sorry. Kind of
they're
a boring
great team.
Team.
They're a great team. Amazing, historic, whatever you want to say. That's a boring watch. Mm-hmm. It's a boring 3 hours. It just is.
Yeah, it was not exciting from them from an offensive standpoint yesterday at all. And look, until the NFL starts throwing the flags on it, they're just going to continue to do it. But I think,
what does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Just like they targeted Juwan Taylor, they need to start targeting this tush push. Yep.
We'll see. We'll talk to Josh Vernier on the other side here, our Royals insider on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.